We welcome in from Patriots.com, Paul Perillo with us now on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Hi, Paul.
What's up, boys?
Getting ready for a Sunday night game. First of many primetime matchups for the 2020 New England Patriots.
Yeah, love the primetime games.
That was not convincing, Paulie.
No, it wasn't convincing.
Better luck selling us on it next time.
Okay, I'll work on it.
We're talking a lot tonight about the Patriots offense and what we expect to see from the offense and how it will look different. Do you have any theories on how it looks tonight versus last week against the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think that's probably the thing I'm most interested in tonight is exactly how they come about it, how they approach the game. I do feel like there'll be some changes, but I still think they're going to try to be run first. And the reason for that is not necessarily because of ability or anything like that. I just think there's too many pieces of the passing game that haven't been here long enough to play much differently than they did last week. And, you know, you look at it, it's Julian Edelman. We know him. But N'Keal Harry has got, what, 8 or 9 games under his belt. Damir Bird just got here. Devin Asiasi just got here. Ryan Izzo has played, you know, 10 or so games in 3 years. So you know the running backs are, you know, up to speed and what they're going to do with White and Burkhead. And I would expect both of those guys to be heavily involved in the passing game tonight because that's a style that has worked against Seattle for the Patriots in the past. And it also worked against Atlanta, which is a very similar kind of scheme with Dan Quinn and those guys. So beyond that, in the passing game, I just don't know if they're comfortable enough with Cam Newton trying to get the ball to guys that all aren't up to speed with the offense. So I expect them to be run first again.
Yeah, that's interesting, Paul. And I could see it certainly makes sense from the Patriots side of this. But I would look at it and say, well, what have the Patriots always been? And what did Josh McDaniels say they were going to be? Game plan specific. They'll do what they need to do to win the game. And to your point, they've always attacked that cover three Seattle scheme with precision passing and been able to do it that way. And when I look at Seattle's team, like, to me, that's the weakness. I don't think the corners are anything to write home about, and I don't think they have much of a pass rush. So if the Patriots do come out and try and do what they did last week, which is, you know, running for 200 yards again, it would be the first time since 2012 that they would have back-to-back games with 200 yards rushing if they pull it off. Does that say something about them, that they've had to change, you know, more than the quarterback?
Yeah, I just feel like if they're doing this, Chris, and I totally agree with you, it would run counter to what they've always done. If they just say, well, we have to do the same things. But the thing is, if we're talking about this in 6 or 7 weeks and they're still saying, well, we got to run the ball because that's our identity and we run the ball, then I would say, well, they have concerns about their personnel and that's the way they play because that's the only way they feel like they have a chance to win. I'd be concerned about that. But like I sort of explained, I don't know how you can expect all of those new parts to play much differently in terms of style than they did. Now, you know, maybe you get a deep shot here or there to Damir Bird. See if he can, you know, open up the defense a little bit. Do you continue to get Harry involved? You know, he had a bunch of catches last week, but really not for much production. It's basically Edelman and I think the backs. So I wouldn't be surprised if they want to stay ahead of the sticks and try to run the ball early on early downs and shorten the game. Keep Russell Wilson off the field. We heard the way Belichick talked about Russell Wilson all week. I'm sure that he wants to make sure that he doesn't allow him to beat him.
No, it's a great point. It'd just be interesting for me moving forward if the Patriots are forced to become a we-do-what-we-do team,
yeah,
which would be the ultimate irony because those are the teams they normally eat up. The teams are just like, well, we do what we do against everybody. I would hate for them to become a we-do-what-we-do offense unless the running game is just that good, which maybe it could be, again, if you're spending all that money, you know, on the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, Chris. That's always been the way that the counter to what they've done. Oh, and I'm just looking at the inactives right now. James White is inactive tonight.
Oh, no. We just spent time talking about the go-go, and now we don't have James White.
That's going to put a crimp in my let's get the running backs involved. There's going to be a lot of Rex Burkhead in the passing game, I would guess. Maybe J.J. Taylor.
That's a little surprising.
Yes.
All right, so you just heard that from Paul.
James
White.
On a,
no. It's all good. No, you did not. You're all good.
Okay.
Josh Uche, which we knew about coming into the weekend. Corey Cunningham, Jarrett Stidham, James White, Dalton Kuechly, Miles Bryan. The inactives for the Patriots. James White out. Oh, that one hurts. I was going to ask you a question. Oh.
He did look like he was a little gimpy, I want to say in the third quarter last week. After a catch, he kind of limped to the sideline. But then he played, And I really didn't think a whole lot of it after that. But, you know, maybe it's a little bit more serious than we thought.
All right, Paul, I know you saw a good deal of training camp, correct?
I did.
Okay. We were talking earlier about Gunnar Olszewski and when he comes back, what can he bring to the team? He's obviously not active tonight, still on IR. You got to spend 3 weeks there. Did you see anything from him in camp that led you to believe that what Bill Belichick and others have said might mean he can contribute in a meaningful way this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he has a chance to sort of be a complementary piece. You know, how big of a piece, I don't know. He looks like a guy who has improved, definitely improved his quickness and his speed, his straight line speed. He was pretty productive throughout camp. And I think we got the chance to see 16 practices, and he showed up in pretty much every one of them that he was a part of. And I don't know about this injury. I don't know if that's going to affect any of that, you know, straight line speed and quickness. But, yeah, he's a guy, I think, at the very least, Beadle, on punt returns, I think he's a guy that can give Julian Edelman a rest. They've had Demir Byrd back there a little bit, and I'm sure they want to take that away from Edelman. You know, I'm kind of a wait-and-see on Gunnar. I think that he has a chance to make some plays and make some catches. I don't look at him as sort of the next Amendola and, you know, that complimentary slot guy that is going to turn in a lot of huge plays for you. But I do think he has a chance to be a part of the offense.
Paul, what do you make of the defense here? I mean, I thought it was a very strong performance in week one. You know, they looked very similar to the way they did early last year. And I know it's easy to sort of chalk it up to, oh, it's the Dolphins and Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I'm really intrigued to see defensively what they're able to do against the Seahawks, who I think are very much reliant on Russell Wilson. DK Metcalf, solid. Tyler Lockett, I think, is really good. But other than that, you know, I don't think this is like a loaded Seahawks offense.
It's not. And the running game has been sort of stagnant. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see from their side if they want to keep trying to throw the ball early like they did last week, or if they get back to their roots and try to establish a run that really isn't there. So I agree with your assessment, Chris. I was pretty impressed defensively last week. And I guess the thing that really impressed me the most was just how many players they used on defense. And it really didn't seem to impact them negatively at all. You know, with all those new parts, and I think they used, first of all 11 defensive backs were active in the game, and I think 9 of them were actually involved with the defense. And, you know, despite having 5, 6, 7 defensive backs at times, it didn't seem to be any real coverage breakdowns. There really didn't seem to be any personnel issues in terms of substitutions, guys rushing off the field at the last second. So I thought that was very impressive. I thought they did a good job against an offense that you said, and you said it right, is not a great offense. And, you know, losing Parker early in that game certainly hurt Miami. But I thought the run defense was stout up front, and I thought they played a really sound game.
You know, Paul, as you were talking, and then I had asked you about Gunnar Olszewski, I started looking back to see if James White was on the injury report this week, which he was not. And we were talking about him last week being a little gimpy. It turns out that James White's absence tonight is not related to an injury. In fact, okay, he's had some very tragic news in his family.
Okay.
This being reported by Andy Slater. He's a talk show host in Miami on Fox Sports 640. Patriots running back James White's father was in a car crash today and did not survive. His mother was also in the car and is in critical condition.
Oh, wow.
White's father, Tyrone, was a captain in the Miami-Dade Police Department. James was informed of the news today, and he is, of course, inactive tonight. After a family tragedy for James White. That is horrible, horrible news.
No words there.
No words to describe what it is that James White, who has meant so much to this team, and obviously the fans of football in New England, going through a personal tragedy tonight. He will not suit up against the Seahawks. Paul, I'm going to let you go on that note. Thanks for the time.
All right, boys.